went into a very tiny island called Tonga Tabu, which was a British held island. And we made minor repairs to this hole that was blown in the side of us. We healed ourselves by shifting ballast. We healed ourselves way over into the water to expose a part of the hole. And we sent men over the side to cut away some of the ragged edges of the hole and to patch the hole with canvas as best they could. And then we shifted ballast again. At that same time, we recovered our dead and we took them ashore and buried them. And did you go ashore in that burial party? I knew one of the fellows that was killed, and he was a gunner's mate, and I went ashore on that burial party. But Belford and I would go through this damn routine, looking for some entertainment, you know, 3 months at sea and combat and that sort of thing. We were always horsing around. We would do this German submarine commander act, and I tell you, it was really kind of funny. And we had one guy sitting on the flag bag, and he was sitting on the back rung of the flag bag, but he thought he was sitting on the middle rung of the flag bag, and he decided that he wanted to go up one rung to get a better vantage point, and he moved himself back while there was just nothing but thin air behind him, and he fell right off the damn bridge and one deck down and landed on a 50 caliber machine gun locker. We thought he himself killed. But Belford and I were just up on the bridge yesterday reenacting this. We'd make like we had the torpedo on our shoulders, and we'd be loading the torpedoes and going on with this German accent, and then with the periscope and ready one and fire one, and then we'd make like the torpedo went off and it would shift the whole damn boat, you know. When I say boat, submarines were referred to as boats. Ships are ships, and generally speaking, boats are carried on ships. To this day, I'm always correcting people that are going on a cruise, and they tell me they're going, the name of the boat was so-and-so, no, the name of the ship was so-and-so. Boats are carried on ships. However, submarines are always referred to as boats.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you...
I tried to get in the submarine Navy, but that's another thing about youth. What time is it?
Quarter to two?
Quarter to three.
Is it?
Guys like Iggy had to be given a lot more credit than guys like myself. Because Iggy is 10 years older than me. And that means when I was 17, Iggy was 27. And when you tell a guy who's 17 to go out and stand up there and let a guy shoot some bullets at him, the guy that's 17 don't have any damn better sense. Guys that are 27 years old, like Iggy, realize the ramifications of standing up there and letting some sucker shoot at him, and yet did it just like the 17-year-old. Yet you knew that something had to be going through that guy's head. The 17-year-old was too dumb to know otherwise. And as it progressed through the men in the ship, when you got to a guy who was a commander, who was 40 years old, had a wife back there, those guys, I never thought about this until later on. Those guys had to be given a lot more credit because they knew what it was to be scared. They had something to lose.
Right.
A guy like me had nothing to lose. Iggy already had kids.
You had a kid, didn't you?
Yeah.
At that time.
So I think that those fellas should be given a lot more credit than some dummy who didn't know what the hell was going on. I really mean that. That's important. So we got a picnic to go to, you
That's
all.
Right.
Right
way. If we were firing on drone target practice, we would be involved in this thing. But we were firing on drones, and there's one 5-inch mount that is right adjacent to the 7-inch. And I was leaning against the bulkhead there, and damn if that thing didn't go off right in front of my face. I don't believe there's a 10-foot space between the muzzle of that gun and where my face was. You know that my ears ring to this day from that constant ringing in my ears. Like the guy went to the doctor, his ear, he had a ringing in his ears, he went to the doctor, and the doctor charged him $50 to check out his ears and did a lot of work on his ears, and finally he says to the guy, how's that? And how's that? Did that help any? The guy says, yeah. He said, I can hear it better now.
I
was
at
Urban V. Young. Oh.
Your home city and state, right? Yes, sir. Today's 24. Yes, sir.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
Pinola.
I know all of North Carolina.
You know where Boone is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 20 miles south of Boone.
South of Boone.
Just moving there. Just moving from New York.
Really?
Just moving. Yeah. Just building a house up
being
there.
Being the Poughkeepsie Railroad area.
This is...
That's the way my children...